Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Tim, good morning, and thanks for having me on.
Why? Why are you running?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. As you mentioned a moment ago, I was runner-up in the Secretary of State's race in 2018, and that's not why I'm running. I never thought that I would throw my hat in the ring again. We all looked at Mr. Raffensperger and our new secretary and wished him well, but unfortunately, it's been an absolute disaster. You know, the most important thing with elections is having confidence and people having confidence in that election system. And really, you know, that's what has crumbled here. And I think we've got to get in there and fix that. The way you do that, is you got to start at the very bottom, with mail-in ballots and figuring out how to make sure people have confidence in the system again.
Yeah, I want to talk specifics on that as we move along here, but I want to address something that you said yesterday in your campaign kickoff remarks there in Alpharetta, and I'm paraphrasing here and clean up any mess I might make, but you basically, and I thought it was really interesting the way you laid it out, said there's a best case, there's a second best case, and there's a worst case, and we're in worst case now. You said the best case is you can prove that you had a secure election. A fair and fraud-free election. Second best case is you can prove you didn't, and then, of course, go about fixing what went wrong. You say we have worst case, which is that we simply don't know whether it was fair or foul. Flesh that out for us.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right, in that, you know, people ask you all the time, like, well, do you think the election was stolen? And the sad part is we don't know. You know, we can't prove it was stolen. We can't prove it was fair. And, you know, you hear a lot of folks on the left talk about voter suppression and how voter suppression is just the burden of having to present a photo ID to vote or having to vote more than once every 12 years or stand in line more than 10 minutes. That's not voter suppression, not in my book. Voter suppression is when people, in this case, thousands of Georgians, refuse to participate or condone a process and an election system that won't distinguish between valid votes and invalid votes. So many questions were raised in this last election just based on how mail-in ballots alone were handled, from drop boxes, which were a new invention that were unmonitored with no reliable chain of custody, to the sending of absentee ballot applications to every valid and invalid voter in the state of Georgia, just really alerting people as to which votes, if turned in, would be counted. So many things have drawn very reasonable questions in people's minds, and that's when you get true voter suppression.
Well, I want to talk about a couple of things you said there. David Belisle, of course, candidate now for Secretary of State, Republican, would face Brad Raffensperger, also Congressman Jody Heiss. You talked about proving that the election is fair. Isn't the burden of proof on those who say it isn't? Isn't the burden of proof on those who claim fraud? Don't they have to go out and demonstrate there was fraud? How do I prove there wasn't?
Well, you remember that there's two things that happen in elections. One is we take a count based on the methods that we have of who voted for who, and that's important. And we want it to be fair. We want it to be certain. The other side of that is having people have confidence in the system. You know, we talk about all the time a state or a nation that is by the consent of the governed. Well, you can't have the consent of the governed if the governed don't feel confident that their vote will be counted the way it should be. And right now we have a crisis of confidence in the state of Georgia.
But isn't that kind of endemic? Didn't we have that from the Democrats when they lost elections? I mean, can't the winning side simply point at the losing side and say this is sour grapes?
Well, I think, you know, the importance of voter confidence becomes more and more important as the margin between the two parties gets more narrow. You know, in the past we've had, you know, there's always been a certain percentage of fraud that has happened, and there's always been concern, as there should be. But as those numbers get closer, it becomes more and more important to get it right. And instead of getting it more right, we got it more wrong in terms of creating that certainty, creating that confidence in our election system.
You mentioned, David Belisle, you mentioned unmonitored drop boxes. My understanding of the state law is that they are required to be monitored. There are a couple of things. They're supposed to be on government property, and they're supposed to be under surveillance, video surveillance. My understanding is that, at least in Athens, that's exactly how we did it here. If there's evidence that that was not happening in other places, isn't somebody breaking the law, and shouldn't we be pursuing it that way?
Yeah, it's also the law that you're not supposed to vote if you're not registered to vote in Georgia. I mean, you know, this was not, to be clear, this was not a law. This was a election board rule, because drop boxes to date have not been permitted by state law. But yes, across the state, these drop boxes were not monitored. We had one here in Alpharetta, Georgia, which was not monitored, and there certainly was no chain of custody. And you've got to close those gaps if you're going to be able to supply the necessary confidence in the system.
Let me be clear where you would go with this. Should we continue to use drop boxes, or should they go away?
My preference would be that to have no drop boxes. Now, if we did have drop boxes, what I would want to push for is what I understand the Florida system is. And the Florida drop box is a much better system. Essentially, it's like an ATM machine, where you, in order to deposit a ballot, and it doesn't necessarily have to be your ballot. You can do it for your mother or mother-in-law or something like that. But you have to put your driver's license in there. And so every ballot has a chain as to who deposited that ballot. And if you see one driver's license that put in 50 ballots, then we need to start asking questions.
Wait a minute. I would physically put in – I don't understand. I would physically put in my driver's license?
That's in order to deliver a ballot. In the floor, this is how I understand.
Oh, it would sweep sort of like a debit card or some card in a machine. Okay, I'm not losing my driver's license. I'm not surrendering it. Okay, all right.
But you just know who deposited that ballot, and you can see patterns. If someone put five ballots in and they're not in the same household, then it's probably time for someone to give that person a call and see what's going on.
I want to talk about the politics of this race and as it shapes up now. We'll assume, and I don't know that this is a given, but let's just assume that Brad Raffensperger wants another term. Already three of you now. He is in it, and it would be. Jody Heiss says he is. We'll talk with the congressman here in a few minutes. And you, Congressman Heiss, already with and claiming the support of former President Trump. I kind of distilled it earlier, and I like to oversimplify things probably. Okay, this comes down to Trump, not Trump. Well, we got not Trump in the person of Brad Raffensperger. We have Trump in the person of Jody Heiss. Where does David Belisle fit in?
Well, President Trump hasn't met me yet, so he hadn't had a chance to weigh in on me. But, at the end of the day, it's not endorsements that decide who our elected officials are going to be. Trump endorsed Brad Raffensperger, if we recall. It's really about weighing the candidates. And here's I've met Jody Heiss and I wish him the best. But here's the thing with this office, there's a lot of offices you can hold, and Congress is one of them, where all you need is an opinion. And that's great. As long as you vote by the opinion that you got elected on, that's fantastic. But then there are also offices where it's not enough to just have an opinion. You've got to have some executive experience. And I believe Alpharetta is the best-run city in the state, and it is a multidisciplined office that's actually larger than the Office of Secretary of State. And I think that's the kind of experience, being a lawyer, having that executive experience, and being able to fight for election integrity, that's what we need in this office.
David Belisle, candidate for Secretary of State. Circle back to some of the election reform legislation still being proposed and argued beneath the Gold Dome in Atlanta. The end of no-excuse absentee voting. Now, it looks like no-excuse absentee voting is going to survive, should it?
I don't think so. No, in fact, it should not. And the reason being is that I think that mail-in ballot is an extreme remedy on voting. I think it has its place, certainly for overseas military voting, for those who are unable to physically get to the polls. There's definitely reasons for that. But as such, it's an extraordinary remedy when it comes to voting. And you've got, as of today, most jurisdictions have 16 days that you can vote in present in person. That's pretty good. if the Senate Bill 202 gets passed, that might actually be increased to 17 days. So the point being is that you can find 17 days to vote in person for most people. And so eliminating the no excuse on the absentee ballot, I don't think is a hindrance. And I think actually it provides the voter certainty and the security that we all want to see.
Now,
in our
how on earth, though, do you put the toothpaste back in the tube on this one? Absentee
voting,
mail-in voting.
Well, I mean, you mean to apply that?
Yeah, I mean, people like this. People voted. I was one of them. Millions of people voted this way. How do you stop it now?
I think it changed before. It can change again. I think you got to weigh the importance of voter confidence. And I think voter confidence in this case outweighs the convenience on that.
All right, David Belisle, former Alpharetta mayor, current candidate for Secretary of State, would run in a Republican primary in 2022 next year, which, no kidding, folks, ain't that far away. I'm sure we'll talk again between now and then. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Tim, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.